Benedict addressed them with remarkable composure, tinged with disappointment. "May God forgive you, brothers. Did I not tell you that my ways and yours could never agree? Go, find an abbot to your own liking." And without seeking vengeance, Benedict simply acknowledged the incompatibility between his authentic vision and their resistance to reform. And as he departed Vicovaro, he felt the weight of this first significant human betrayal, yet remained steadfast in his convictions. His trials continued when a local priest named Florentius, envious of Benedict's growing influence, sent him a poisoned loaf of bread. Benedict, discerning its true nature, commanded a raven that regularly fed from his hand to carry the bread to a place where no man can find it. The obedient bird demonstrated both Benedict's divine protection and his connection with the natural world. These attempts on his life paradoxically strengthened Benedict's reputation. The poisoned cup and the faithful raven became powerful testaments to his authenticity in a world of religious pretense. Yet for Benedict himself, these experiences provided crucial insight that would shape his future work.